away we go. It is St. Patrick's Day 2021. Well, Glenn can no longer hear. It's Wednesday, March the 17th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour here. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble coming at you for the next 2 hours, and we still are going to take guesses on Marion's favorite donut. Now, in the two-hour duration of the morning program, we had guesses of Long John, raspberry-filled, jelly-filled, lemon-filled, glazed. None of those are it. What is Marion's favorite donut? Go ahead and let us know.
I'll tell you what it is. Can you hear me?
I'm trying to work you in here.
Okay.
Keep trying. Keep talking, Glenn.
I'll tell you. Can you hear me now?
We might have to get you on a different mic here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Scott,
yes.
Are you aware, I don't know if the obituaries covered Donald Quigley?
No, I think he was a World War II veteran, right?
Well, you must have got the voicemail I left.
Well, then give it away, you know, don't make me sound smart or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it wasn't in the Marion paper, and it was on Facebook, and someone got a hold of me. They're supposedly, you know, he's 101, was 101 years old from Marion, and he was part of the World War II, the Flying Tigers. And, what else? Today at 1:15 are the services at the Marion Cemetery. And I had heard there's supposed to be a flyover, a missing man formation. So, you know, this is a unfortunate situation. The public needs to be made aware of our local people, and particularly World War II veterans.
So at 1:15, there possibly could be a flyover for people who might want to go outside and take a look at this, or who might hear noises and wonder what it is.
Yeah, possibly, but I don't know, you know, weather-wise, where that's going to be in that. Let's see. I think somebody texted me something from Facebook. Bourne Boyd is where the funeral home. So they might have more information. I tried getting a hold of one of the, the 1202, the Cheney Post, and find out if there are military honors and those kinds of things going on. But, wasn't in the Marion paper anyway, so don't know really what's going on other than here's someone fading away, and we need to honor him.
I couldn't find anything on Google, so
well,
there are a lot of
Google,
people.
There is on Google.
Okay, I missed
if
it.
If you put Donald Quigley, Quigley, obituary, there's a site called echovita.com. And that's where I found it.
Oh, I just found it. Yep.
Yeah. So, but it doesn't,
Born in 1919.
Yeah. 1919 to mm-hmm. March 13th.
Yeah.
And, so that's about as much as I know. And then on Facebook, apparently someone found it. So at any rate, maybe that could be added to obituaries when you can get a hold of Adam and put that in there. And if somebody out there knows who Donald Quigley was, give a little bit more information so we can appreciate him that much more.
Yeah, we'll send it out. Hey, thanks, Terry.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Well, yeah, does anybody, it's quite possible somebody knew Donald Quigley when you're around that long. Did anybody know Donald Quigley or know anything about this? And boy, we are sad to hear of his passing. We don't know him, but a World War II veteran, you're always sad to hear of something like that. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Dr. Ruth spoke with the gentleman who does the obituaries because he does such a good job. And he remembers doing Donald because he was 101 years old, and that's very commendable. I mean, Donald was 45 years older than Adam is currently. So Adam was very impressed by the age. Plus, 101 kind of sounds like a radio station, kind of like CD 101.
Wouldn't it
so
be
Donald,
102
yeah, we
years?
His service in WW2, the big one, as Archie Bunker we call it. And Adam was very impressed that he lived to be 101, had a great life. And he deserves all the recognition that the other caller talked about.
Did it say anything about a flyover?
It is in the obituaries, though.
Did it say anything about a flyover?
I don't recall. I think there was something about military honors, but not the flyover. Generally, what Adam does is if there's a exceptional circumstance, someone living to a three-digit year, or somebody associated with, like when Adam's dad passed away a year and a half ago, he may give a little more information than we normally do. Because the death did have some significance. And in Donald's case, I'm impressed with someone who was born so early in the 1900s. And again, just having served in WW2, there aren't a lot of veterans left from that era. Okay. But it definitely is there.
Well, we're glad it's on the obituary report. Thank
you. Really impressed. We certainly is missed, but he lived a long, glorious life for sure.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. See, I wasn't sure if I should refer to him as Adam because he was referring to himself in third person there, and I didn't know if that was a new thing.
It might be. Well, you know, isn't he 102 instead of 101? He was born on March 13th, 1919.
I don't know. All I want to know, because this is radio, I just want people to know that while Terry Klein was on the phone giving us an update there, you were doing your Charlie Chaplin impersonation over there with the microphones, dropping them and sliding them and trying to move them. I never saw so much activity across the table.
I want to get paid as much as Charlie Chaplin.
You weren't quite as good as Charlie Chaplin.
I wasn't very genteel with that microphone.
No, this is why the mics don't work, because of issues like that. What's Marianne's favorite donut, folks?
I'll tell you what it's not.
Go ahead.
It's no donut with a salsa on it. Holy crap. I was listening to you and somebody said they put salsa on it?
No, chili.
Chili. Oh, my
chili
goodness.
On a cinnamon roll.
Why ruin the chili?
But is a cinnamon roll a donut?
That's a good question.
We asked that earlier on. I don't know. Is a maple roll or a cinnamon roll, which are very similar, they're both sold in most stores, are they donuts?
I've never seen them in my gas station.
What?
You said they're sold in most stores.
Grocery stores.
Oh,
did
grocery
I say grocery stores?
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't?
No.
Okay.
So they're not sold
in
clothing
see about that,
store.
Glenn. We'll replay the tape later.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Y'all take guess at it again.
Go ahead.
Vanilla cream chocolate iced.
Ooh, no, that's a good. Is that one of your favorites?
Yeah.
Hey, I did want to ask you, did you ever go out and get the cookies from Chasing Perfection?
They delivered them yesterday.
Oh, what kind of cookies did you get?
St. Patrick's Day theme.
Oh, so what's in what kind of things are in the box?
Four-leaf clovers, rainbows.
Hmm.
All different kinds of things.
Now, how would you? I was so impressed with the radio ones on my birthday. How would you describe these?
Oh, they're good.
They're good.
I gave six of them away, and I've ate six of them.
You've ate six of them already.
Oh my!
So right. they're gone now.
Well, enjoy.
That sounds like about 1,800 calories.
I'd probably eat 12 of them.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Thank you. Glad you enjoyed them.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Talking about Marion's favorite donut, which we have not had the correct answer yet. Now, there we had vanilla cream topped with chocolate. That's not it. But
sure sounds good.
That's like seven or eight guesses we've had this morning. We still don't know Marion's favorite
donut.
It's got
to be 800 calories.
Somebody guessed it online.
Oh, did they?
They did.
Okay.
They did. Somebody, the same person this morning who brought me the parfait over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell me about that.
I'll have to tell you about that.
Off the air.
But a maple roll.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Maple roll, cinnamon roll?
I know what you mean, but...
I'm telling you, people love to talk about food.
If we
just talked about food every day, the phones would never stop. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to guess Bavarian cream.
It's not Bavarian cream, but what is Bavarian cream?
It's kind of like a custard.
Yeah.
It's my husband's favorite, that's why I just guessed that one.
Usually chocolate top, too, aren't they?
Well, he's allergic to chocolate. Oh. He can't eat it, so he has to...
Why didn't he commit suicide when he found out he couldn't eat chocolate?
Yeah, it makes it tough sometimes.
No, Bavarian cream's a good guess, though. Do you have any thoughts, though, on what is a cinnamon roll? What is a maple roll?
Well, I'm thinking the chili on the cinnamon roll.
You're going to have that for dinner tonight, right?
Gosh.
Like skyline chili. because Skyline Chili has cinnamon in it.
Yeah. I could see that maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, you're
I'm
like
not gonna do it.
You would get like a hunk of cinnamon roll in your spoon. That's a little different than dumping a little cinnamon.
I'm just letting you know what I think. Well,
I'll tell you what. Would you try this for dinner tonight for us and report back tomorrow?
I'm not a Skyline Chili fan, so. And that's why, because I don't like the cinnamon in it.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the guess.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Well, maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe that is it. But I would just think the cinnamon rolls are so thick and they're so plentiful that just dumping the chili over top of them, I just can't see that.
I can't either. Until I moved to Marion, I thought the only thing that was called a donut was a cake thing or a baked thing with a hole in the middle. Now, people up here, they call all sorts of things donuts.
Yeah, but is there cinnamon in a cinnamon roll? Because when I have a cinnamon
roll... Of course there's cinnamon.
But I mean, it's not primarily cinnamon. What you taste in a cinnamon roll is mostly that white icing that's on top
of
them.
Yeah, but it's swirled in there, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not even really icing. What is that on top? It's kind of a...
I don't know.
It's like the maple stuff that they put on the maple roll, but I don't know if that's maple icing. It doesn't taste like icing.
No.
What is the stuff on a cinnamon roll or a maple roll? Well, think about it, because we're going to come back in 60 seconds. 740-383-9944. Back in 60. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, 31 minutes past the hour on this St. Patrick's Day, 740-383-9944. What is Marion's favorite donut? We still do not have the guess, but Angie guessed it on Facebook.
Well, she's smart.
I gave her no hints. She didn't even know I was going to ask that question this morning. That came off the top of my head.
Good job, Angie.
And it was our first guess. What is Marion's favorite donut? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. I'm telling you, I've been in the car with somebody at Starbucks when they've ordered it. I've been in the car with somebody at Tim Hortons when they've ordered it. I've been in the car with somebody at Dunkin' when they've ordered it. And during Dunkin's grand opening, when we covered that, that's the only donut they ran out of that day.
Huh.
Was the one I'm talking about.
That's interesting.
So there you go.
Very interesting.
740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you know Marion's favorite donut. Or you know what that stuff is on top of a cinnamon roll or a maple roll.
It's high calorie.
It's not icing.
It's high calorie goo.
Well, you think it's icing?
Yeah, I think that's probably what they would be called.
But if you're looking at icing on a cookie or icing on a cake or even icing on a donut, it's not like that.
Well, it's really gooey, though. So
well, is that good? To me, it just is flaky. Because when you cut it, it kind of flakes. I mean, most people will warm those up because they want that stuff to melt.
That's the way I've always had it.
Yeah. But icing doesn't really melt like that. I mean, if you put a piece of birthday cake in the microwave, I don't think it melts like that.
I'm not a big pastry eater, so I'm not an expert in this area. I look like I should be, but I'm not.
Well, I don't know. I just am trying to figure out, okay, and what are those the pinwheels? Now, those have a lot of cinnamon in them.
The pinwheels?
You know, the pinwheels,
cinnamon all the way around.
Yeah. Well, it's like some kind of cake that's been rolled up.
Yeah.
And you can unroll them.
I found a place to buy those really cheap,
and they're really good. And then I bought them, and I turned it over and read the calorie count, and I can't have them anymore.
Now, is that the proper name to call them, pinwheels?
I don't think so, but
that's what I can't remember good. What the package says.
You can, Scott. You're Scott. I can do anything you pinwheel, want. Yeah,
pinwheel. Well, my thought would be to call them a cinnamon roll, but yet I know that's not true because that other thing is called a cinnamon roll.
I think that's what I would have called it. I think I did call it that when I brought them home to my wife. I said, I got new cinnamon rolls.
When really what we're talking about with cinnamon rolls, those are actually more like a cinnamon cake.
Okay.
You don't think? What is a roll about those things?
Yeah, well, I don't know what a roll... I don't know the difference between a roll and...
Okay. Like, if if you know those strawberry things that either... It's Little Debbie or Hostess sell strawberry rolls?
Yeah.
They're rolled up. I thought that's why they're called a strawberry roll.
Okay. Probably is.
But a cinnamon roll is not rolled up, nor is a maple roll.
How about a hard roll? We used to throw those at banquets.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, have you ever noticed that a roll is not really a roll?
Well, some of them can roll, but not all of them.
Now, if it can roll like a wheel, or is it...
Maybe if it looks like a wheel.
I thought roll referred to being rolled up.
It could be. Like I said, you are Scott. You can call it.
I can just do whatever I want. But it's weird. The things we here's another one of those issues. Why do we call these things what we do? Now, what are the little cinnamon twirls that we call them pinwheels? But I would think that would be a cinnamon roll. But then we'd have to rename the cinnamon thing that has the white icing.
I think if you watch the cooking shows, a cinnamon roll would be exactly like you were saying. It's roll. The cinnamon is rolled into it like a pinwheel.
Pumpkin roll.
I've never had a pumpkin.
Well, pumpkin rolls are very popular now at the holiday time, and it's a roll. You roll it up.
Holiday time. Oh,
what holiday is associated with pumpkin? Easter.
Well,
egg roll.
Why are we talking about pumpkins when it's not anywhere near Halloween?
Because a pumpkin roll is a dessert that's rolled up.
We're not near Halloween.
I don't know that this is that big a leap to be making at this point. Pumpkin roll. Also,
I got my second shot yesterday. Maybe that's my problem.
You're lightheaded.
Yeah.
You're lightheaded today. 740-383-9944. What is Marion's favorite donut? We have not conquered this yet. And why are those cinnamon rolls and maple rolls called rolls when they're not rolled up? Is there any we used to have a lady who called and said she was a gourmet cook. I don't know what became of her. She was
ate her own cooking. Well, she was a away.
She was a fervent caller out there, and we have not heard from her since then. I don't know what became of her. But 740-383-9944.
Did you insult her?
Maybe I said something one morning. I don't know. You never know how people are going to take things. But what is Marion's favorite donut? This is what we want to know, and we have not got the guess yet. 740-383-9944.
Didn't you have another trivia thing that was on while I was coming to work? I thought maybe it was that one. I don't know.
I think it was that. But I was also talking, was it this morning or the other morning, about, do you think that things have become much harsher as of late in Marion.
Harsher as a...
People are really starting to take shots at people.
Oh, one of the questions I was going to ask Dr. Feynman on my show this afternoon is, do you think that people are getting softer? So maybe...
Well, maybe nationally they are. I don't know. Well, I don't. All I'm seeing is things locally that I did not used to see.
Well, we've had a lot of controversy locally.
We have.
Yeah, and maybe that's getting people a little bit up in arms. And also, they've been locked down for a year. So.
Yeah, but is it good to be up in arms? I'm not really sure because what it has amounted to.
I don't even know what that means. Up in arms, but go ahead.
Angry.
No, I knew what it means, but
we don't know what the derivation is.
Where did it come from?
Yeah, I don't know what the derivation is.
Sorry.
But being up in arms seems to lead not more toward factual information. It seems to lead toward name calling and accusations.
Yeah, and name calling covers it. Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame. I wish we didn't name call, because name calling doesn't do. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But you know, they always do hurt you.
Well, words matter.
Yes,
words
they do.
Matter. And I'm not sure that they should always hurt your feelings, but I know that
you have no feelings. I mean, you don't care what people say about you.
No, but see, and people find that strange. Even to this day, as I've brought this up many times, a lot of times somebody will say something negative and somebody will show it to me, and they're surprised that there's not a more, I guess, angry. Yeah, that there's not a more angry reaction. I who cares what people are saying?
Yeah, you should care about you yourself and your family and your friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if somebody makes a bad comment about me and I know it's untrue, what is my recourse in that? Just not to believe it.
Yeah, ignore them.
Ignore them.
Yeah.
Who needs that?
Yeah. Turn to the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek. It was interesting because I'm going to say in the last month or two, somebody had said something negative about me in kind of a public way. And somebody who knew me called me on the phone and said, this person's saying this, and can you believe this, and so on and so forth. And they were genuinely surprised that I was telling them, don't worry about it. It's fine. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me.
When people call you names, I always think they're just reflecting themselves. So,
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, also, I did a whole little homily here yesterday because I've been trying to update people on what's going on with the FCC, because I think the listeners deserve to know that situation. And, you know, the truth is, I don't know what their decision will be in the end. How would I know that? I don't have any inside information. So I've always said, now it's different than it was back in February, because in February, I had no idea that was coming. Because I had never seen the email requesting information. I certainly did not know that the penalization was...
Penalization?
Wasn't it a penalization? That they yanking the license?
I don't know that that's a word, but go ahead.
But I didn't know any of that. So when the Marion Star, which is the first time I heard about it, contacted me while I was on the air and said, hey, do you have a quote about the station losing its license? That's the first I'd ever heard of it.
Yeah.
So it was more of a wow. Well, what are you talking about? Trying to figure out what they were talking about. So I had no frame of reference to come to it. This time, I have a frame of reference. I know who made the complaint. I know what the complaint was. I know that we have responded to the complaint. I know they have responded to the complaint. So whatever happens now, I'm okay with, because I've already made plan Bs. You know, I know where we will go from here, and we're not going away. Yeah. No matter what the decision is.
Well, I can't imagine that we've done anything wrong. So
no, and it's such a it's really in the end, and in my conversations with the FCC, as they have said, they don't want to take stations off the air. They just want to fix errors that have been made. And if we made an error, it certainly was not intentional.
Yeah, and we want to correct it too.
We want to correct it too.
Yeah. So that's one of those things I wouldn't worry about. My wife always gets really excited if something like this would come up to our family. But it's my feeling that there's not much, if you've done what you can do, there's not much more you can do, and worrying isn't going to help it.
But it's a solace in me as well that I feel we do good work.
Yeah, I do too.
And I feel that for 7 years we've done good work. And I don't believe that whatever their decision is, it's going to stop that good work. It won't erase the last 7 years, and it's not going to stop the future, because you're aware of a lot of things that are going to be going on here that are in the next 30 days that are probably some of the biggest moments this radio station will ever have.
And we've kind of found out we can do it without being over the air.
Over the air. And that's, so, you know, good luck, nice try, you know, but it ain't, as they say in the South, it ain't going to change anything.
Well, I do love being over the air, and I think we should stay over the air.
If we can.
And I don't, having been in radio since I was a 16-year-old, I really can't imagine that the FCC even has any concern about us, because we're not doing anything wrong and we're not doing anything that would offend the FCC. But if, in fact, something like that would come along, the new internet and the websites and stuff like that, you almost don't need radio anymore.
Well, I'm going to tell a quick story. We have 90 seconds before the break, but it pertains to Marion. You know, Marion Star was a huge deal because the president of the United States was one of the owners, and this all happened prior to broadcasting in Marion. You know, you got to understand the Marion Star was here. I'm not going to be the historian here, but the truth of the matter is the Marion Star derivated, even though it changed names and changed ownership sometime in the 1800s.
I'll ask Fred Malone.
Yeah, ask Fred Malone. So, but 1920, Harding is president, and 1920 to 1923, well, 21 to 23 with the inauguration. In any event, so the Marion Star is hugely popular in the 20s. I mean, it is the way to do business. Well, here comes 1940. And broadcasting comes to Marion for the first time. Well, this is before television. People don't know what a local station. What? What is this? You got to buy a radio. People didn't have radios then. You got to go buy a radio, put it in your home. You got to pay to da 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 da. You know, the Marion Star is delivered every day. But you know what? By the time that happened, the editor of the Marion Star was saying he was going to go down to that radio station and tear it down brick by brick because they were having such problems. So that's how I kind of feel about, you know, television did that to radio. And now internet is doing that to television, radio, and newspapers. Yep. So get with the program, get with the times, because that's where we're headed. Communication is not a singular endeavor. Let's put it that way. And we're back in 60 seconds. Don't you dare go anyway. 740-383-9944. Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears here on WWGH Radio. Now, Glenn, I did my communication homily because I was in 90 seconds there. What do you think?
Well, I love the fact that we keep growing and keep expanding. And I like the idea of expanding the knowledge that we have. I think it's created a lot of problems. We'll have to get Mark Zuckerberg on here to explain it, but you know, we have very little control over this new thing called the what is that called, social media, and I think we're going to eventually have to get some controls over that. I'm not an advocate for that, but I think eventually it'll have to come to that because we have so many lies being told on social media. I like the idea of maybe coming up with some sort of laws. You know, the libel laws don't seem to cover what's going on social media, nor do the slander laws. I think we need to get a little bit more regulated. I know people hate regulation, but they hate regulation because they think it's going to affect them. But regulations usually help people in general.
Well, I just wonder why there is not a standard for... And I'm not saying it has to be the same standard that radio, television, and newspapers have been held to, but why is there not a standard for the internet?
Yeah, I think there should be. And I agree with you. It doesn't have to be the same thing that we set up for radio and newspapers, but it should echo it with modern language and modern terms and modern society.
Do you ever wonder, because newspapers came first, there really isn't, I mean, libel laws apply to newspapers, but other than that, there's no organization that governs what a newspaper can do and can't do. There has always been the FCC, which governs television and radio. I wonder if some congressman years ago who was in the newspaper business.
Owned a newspaper.
You know, yeah, said, well, we need to regulate this new thing coming in. I really wonder if that happened.
It could be. But I don't, again, I don't think the regulations are bad. Most regulations are put in to fill a hole that we forgot. You know, somebody screaming fire in a theater. That was thrown in there because probably it happened, or something along that line. I think that we need to. I think we need to regulate our social media.
You know, but I wonder: is it the consumer or is it the station's fault? Because I think back to the famous incident that happened. I believe it was in the 40s or 50s with Orson Welles, when he came on and didn't say this was a dramatization, and people thought it was really happening.
I think he did say it was. I think there was a reference point before the show that would give you a hint that it was going to be, like they announced who the sponsors were for that show or that sort of thing. But yeah, there were regulations that were designed after that show.
Because people thought the world was coming to an end.
Yeah, people committed suicide because they thought the world was ending.
So is that the radio station's fault or is that the consumer's fault?
I think it's you have to share it.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, I don't know because, okay, if you put something over the airwave, this is a creative medium, just like television and I don't know if newspapers are creative. I don't know. I think they're literate, but I don't know if they're creative. They're literary.
Well, it depends on which section you go to.
Right. Cartoons and things like that certainly would be.
Well, in the art page.
The art page. But, okay, so this is a creative medium because you're creating it as you go. Now, if you're being creative and you tell a joke and the person takes that as serious in the gospel, now, is it your fault because you told a joke or their fault because they misinterpreted it? I think it's their fault because they misinterpreted it. I don't think that can always be put back on you.
Well, I don't think it's anybody's fault in either case. I think but both have to share in the... after the fact, both of them are going to have to share that they had both a little bit to do with it.
Yeah, but I think Orson Welles, who I don't think ever had any charges, he wasn't convicted of anything, let's put it that way.
I don't remember him even being charged of anything.
I'm sure somewhere somebody did.
Somebody probably sued him.
But the point is that I don't think his intention was to have people...
Not.
But I'm sure his intention was to make it as real as possible.
Yeah, and his intention probably was to frighten people.
Well, right.
Yeah, because that's, you know...
Well, there's a good question. If a horror movie, which is designed to scare people, gives somebody a heart attack, is the horror movie responsible?
Now, that almost happened to a friend of mine. We went to watch Psycho. It was a long time ago, obviously. And he, at the point where they turned Grandma around, he grabbed... what he thought was the arm of the chair, and it was my arm, and that panicked him. Now, fortunately, he was in his teens, and he didn't die, but he sure did get scared, and he ran out of the theater.
So is that the picture's fault?
I think it's the picture's not fault, but it's the picture's creation. I mean, that's something that they did. They intended that, I believe.
I
think they intended you to be frightened at that point.
Well, you know what? Here's the problem, and this is a big subject, and it's even hard to talk about this one because of the nature. Because clearly we know where the line is, but...
I don't think we do.
Well, in this subject, I think we do. It is illegal to have anything to do with children in an improper way.
Yeah.
Okay, pictures... Whatever.
Right.
And it should be.
Yeah.
It absolutely should be. But a grown woman can pose on a magazine and it can be sold in a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Now they have to cover it up.
Didn't used to be, but yeah.
Right. Now they have to cover it up for provocativity's purposes.
And because children will be looking
and
at
children's
it.
Children's be looking. But, you know, in this. Where. What's the purpose? They're selling what's on the cover of that magazine? Well, if you won't let them see the cover of that magazine, have you hindered that business? And isn't it the consumer's business either not to go into that establishment or to not look?
We have a lot of regulations that are put on the books because protecting our children. Because our children are not of the mind. They haven't matured their thought process enough to be able to decipher whether that's good or bad. But, you know, there are a lot of children that are 45 years old. And do you know the number one websites, the top websites in the nation are porno sites? So,
well, wasn't it a long time the government stance that the reason they can't regulate pornography because they can't define it?
Well, yeah, because they were defining it with having to do with the social mores of your community. And once it goes, you know, like on a new magazine, that could be any community in the world.
But you know what? People subscribed.
Oh, absolutely.
In large numbers.
I once owned, I don't know, maybe 10 years of Playboy magazine that my wife hated, so she made me throw them out. And that day, after I threw them, put them out on the curb, every kid in town had a copy of.
But you read it for the articles, right?
Yeah, of course they were reading.
Read it for the articles.
For the articles and the clothing.
And the clothing. But,
yeah, they wanted to see what people dress like.
We've got 5 minutes left in this hour. Does anybody know what Marion's favorite donut is?
Well, it's not.
It's not that.
It's not on the pornography
pages. No, it has nothing to do with that. But we still don't know. We've had a lot of guests. We've had the Long John and the Jelly Filled and the Glazed and the Vanilla Cream.
I'm at a complete loss.
But we don't know what Marion's favorite donut is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Marion's favorite donut.
I know what my favorite donut is, but I have no idea what it's called.
What is it?
It's like a glazed donut, but it has lots of holes and air in it. I don't know what they're called.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm gonna do one more try on this donut.
All right.
Is it a regular sprinkled donut?
No, it's not. But those are good. Are you talking about like the cake donut with the sprinkles on top?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that one, but that's a very popular one. Do you understand anything that has to do with the cinnamon roll or the pinwheel?
No.
No, nobody does.
He's honest.
We don't know. Wait, thanks for trying.
We're almost out of donuts. I'm at a loss for what other donuts.
I'm with you.
Well, I tell you, Angie did guess it correct on the internet, and it was the first guess, so it is out there.
Well, she's smart, so she knows. I'm at a loss.
All right, well, keep hopeful. Stay with us, and maybe somebody will get it before noon.
740-383-9944. Marion's favorite donut.
My least favorite donut is a cake donut. So,
a lot of people like the cake.
Yeah, I know they do.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can I take another stab at it?
No.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that answer.
I thought, well, one time I'll just be a real jerk here on the air. Go ahead.
I don't know if this is how you say it. I don't like these donuts, but some people say crawler. Crawler.
Are they crawlers or crawlers?
Crawler? I thought they were crawler.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I think that's what I just described, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, a crawler.
A crawler?
That's what I thought it was called.
I thought it was kriller.
I do. Is
it kriller, crawler, or crawler?
To see what kind of can of worms I just opened up.
You did. You put a.
We'll be talking about this. We'll be talking about this until the 4th of July.
Well, we got nothing else to do between now and then. Why not? So, no, it's not the Kriller, Kroller, Crawler.
Kroller.
Not the Kriller. This is like that episode of SpongeBob SquarePants where they were going to rename the Krusty Krab, and they were like, the Killer Krab, the King Krab, the Cute Krab.
Well, you know, it's
remember
odd.
That episode?
It's odd because that's ironic because Glenn has square pants on. So it's there you go.
Are they green?
They are green for St. Patrick's Day.
It's because my body's square.
It's a thing. No,
you guys are more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, how fun is a barrel of monkeys?
There's what it is.
Oh, cooler. I see that. Yeah. You don't like that?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, that's your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, I like those. Sure.
Fave, yeah.
Sure. Marion's favorite donut, 740-383-9944.
And that's not the one?
It's not a crawler.
Crueler.
What does crueler mean?
I don't know. C-R-U-L-L-E-R is the way it's spelled.
Okay, so it's not a crawler.
No, it's not.
And it's not a kriller.
A crawler was the thing that they built out of the shovel to move the
it's a crueler,
space
folks.
Thing.
Go out and get a crueler. 740-383-9944. Marion's favorite donut. That's what we're looking for. If the line's busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz. 740-383-9944.
I've been struggling all day. My little puppy dog's not well, so I've been struggling all day, but that lady made me feel a lot better.
Aren't we having a good time now?
Yeah.
Here we are. WWGH Radio, where the G stands for good times.
No, it stands for Glenn.
Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
I had no idea. All right. What is Marion's favorite donut? Are we going to get one more guess in before we break for the top of the hour here?
It's not a crueler.
It's not a crueler? Well, what have we had? We should have marked these down.
Yeah, we should have.
It's not the crueler. It's not the cake sprinkle donut. It's not the glazed. It's not the jelly. It's not the
maple
lemon.
Swirl or
not
whatever you
the
call
the maple
it.
Swirl. Not the vanilla cream with chocolate on top. It's not the Long John. What is Marion's favorite donut?
That one with the Bavarian stuff in it.
It's not the Bavarian.
No.
740-383-9944. Now, does the Bavarian donut come from Bavaria?
I hope it doesn't when it gets here, because that would take several days and it would be kind of stale.
Do you have to refrigerate pizza sauce?
It has a lot of tomato in it, so I would guess you don't have to.
But it's not refrigerated in the store.
Right.
It's on a shelf.
Right.
But when you open it, do you have to refrigerate it?
I would think anytime you open any jar, you should refrigerate it, just because stuff can grow on the top of the jar. But the acid in tomato will keep it. You'll be pretty safe for a while.
Well, and by the way, we do want to mention before we go to break that we certainly are sad to hear of the passing of Don Quigley, 101 years old, but a good long life, World War II veteran, and we don't know him, but just that's all you need to know to appreciate the passing of this man. And his service, I believe today, is 1:30 at the Marion Cemetery. And there possibly, people have talked, that there could be a flyover. We don't know that for sure. But if you go outside at 1:30 and there is, that's what it is. And if you hear it at 1:30, that's probably what it was. So we send Don off in style, as all of that generation should be sent off. And at 101, that's not bad. May we all be so lucky to get to 101.
I still say it's 102. He's born on March 13th.
We'll get you a Kriller.
1919.
Glenn, and
and it's 21 now.
We'll be back after this short but important break.
And as soon as I saw that, I was already within 4 or 5 steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it. Also behind me, and I was moving him behind me.